This is Bob Carroll. Welcome to another episode of Unnatural Virtue. Today's topic is Bradley Nelson's Emotion Code and Body Code. Bradley Nelson is a chiropractor and craniopath who calls himself a renowned holistic physician and lecturer, and calls his unique method of healing the Emotion Code and the Body Code. He bases his healing methods on an eclectic union of energy healing, Curlian photography, applied kinesiology, magnet therapy, and a belief that the unconscious mind records everything one has ever experienced and is likely the key to perfect health and happiness. Like many other healers whose imagination and intuition seem to be their main driving forces, Nelson believes there is only one cause and one cure for all illnesses. Hey, didn't L. Ron Hubbard say that? Great minds think alike. Nelson claims to have gained his healing knowledge from a higher power through some sort of silent prayer. He begins his webinars and healing sessions with 15 seconds of silence to invoke the help of something upstairs. He claims his healing crosses many borders. He can heal depression, relationships, and bodies, all with one unique system that can heal in just a few minutes and can be done at a distance. Here is what you can do with Nelson's body code. Feel more emotionally connected with others than ever before. Experience the lightness of releasing your trapped emotional baggage. Be empowered to communicate with your own subconscious. Learn the hottest techniques to tap into your own internal computer. Acquire amazing tools to help your friends and loved ones. Discover the unseen causes of illness most doctors aren't aware of. Internalize and practice healing methods known only to a few. Discern your real health challenge and know what to do about it now. Learn to communicate with and heal your animals and pets. Wow. Do these claims sound preposterous? Maybe that's because they are. But wait, there's more. Nelson claims that we inherit trapped emotions from parents and ancestors, and that the subconscious stores every detail of every experience we've ever had. On his website, we learn that perhaps the most important discovery that Dr. Nelson has made is that trapped emotional energies will often gather around the heart, creating a heart wall that may block you from giving and receiving love freely. If Nelson were speaking metaphorically, I think I'd agree with him, but I'd have to point out that this isn't a scoop. But Nelson means it literally. Energy is not a metaphor. It is literally surrounding the heart, which apparently is the literal seat of giving and receiving love. To which one can only say, Nelson, you should take some lessons in anatomy, physiology, and neurology to learn more about the emotions and the chemicals involved in feelings. Some of Nelson's claims are popular myths among the holistic, anti-scientific medicine crowd. For example, he passes on the tale that has been a favorite among this crowd for many years, that prescription drugs are the third leading cause of death in the U.S. For those who care, that's a lie. Bradley's contribution to the lie is to claim that normal use of prescription drugs is the leading cause of death in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control reports that in 2007, the number three cause of death in the U.S. was stroke, with 135,952 deaths. Number one was heart disease, with 616,067 deaths, and the number two is cancer, with 562,875. I should note that the CDC does not list in-hospital medical errors as a leading cause of death. Yet, as Neo at the Skeptic Arena notes, there were more deaths from in-hospital errors than from stroke in 2002, which would make that the number three cause of death in the U.S. I don't doubt that Nelson has some satisfied customers and can whip up a frenzied page of testimonials should he so desire, but his healing methods are not based on solid science. I would be a bit suspicious of anyone who claims he knows something the entire scientific community has missed. Anyway, there is no reason to believe that energy healing of any kind is anything but placebo medicine. There is no justification for belief in muscle testing, applied kinesiology, as valid for anything. Curlian photography does not prove energy fields exist around all living things. There is no evidence that magnets can untrap emotions, whatever that might mean. All in all, I would have to say that if you seek treatment from Nelson, You are a believer in faith healing. Anyway, who sees a chiropractor for emotional problems? Well, that's it for this episode of Unnatural Virtue. The statements in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned here are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent diseases. Nothing in this podcast is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have a physical or medical condition, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately, unless, of course, your medical professional issues warnings like this one. To find out more about the topics mentioned here, see my website, The Skeptic's Dictionary, and the show notes. In the meantime, please, commit some unnatural acts in public. And don't forget, skepticism, though unnatural, is a virtue.